When We Have Wings, written by Claire Corbett and read by Peter Hosking. In the unblinking gaze of a security camera, a tense, white-faced girl with a baby stepped to the edge of the cliff and dropped out of sight. According to the time code, it was 2:37 on Saturday afternoon. Perry was a flyer. This changed everything. Weird that Cheshire seemed unaware of the importance of this. Hadn't even mentioned it to me. Why? I looked back at the shot of Perry from Little Angels. Definitely no wings. Of course not. Coming from Pandanus, she couldn't have had wings. She was nobody from nowhere, and nobodies do not have wings. She must have got them while working for Cheshire. Could this have any relevance to Hugo's disappearance? But what did it mean? I ran searches that hadn't occurred to me before. There she was, a member of one of the flight gyms, a fancy outfit calling itself the Blue Air Group. I whistled. Man, was it expensive. I'd never looked at how much flight gyms cost before, but the hourly rate was shocking. Little Tom's treatments were looking more remote by the minute. No wonder the girl had nothing. Not so much as a bottle of cheap scent in her room. With no access to medical records, but going by her membership of the gym, I had to assume she'd made her transition to flight just under a year ago. Most interestingly, her membership had not yet run out, so she really had fled on impulse, as the disorder of her bedroom suggested. I started another new search. For the transition to flight, you need doctors, and not just any doctors. Serious, heavyweight medical expertise. Which doctors would have overseen this process for Perry? Peter and Avis and maybe little Hugo, too, would have to see a family doctor who knew about flyers. Might Perry have seen the same one? I could have kicked myself for not doing more snooping at Cheshire's. I might have been able to find out that sort of detail.